So the two greatest resources that any country has would be its infrastructure and its people. So, and that's what we are targeting in this case, is how can infrastructure development impact the health of the communities. When you're developing for infrastructure, you have also to think about the community. So these are the two important things that we are targeting. And then the way we are approaching it, and I will use my phone as the example for all of that. So I'm here and I look at my phone and I see 4G. So in most of Africa, we went from landline to 4G and 5G directly. The same thing can be done for infrastructure. So the things that have been learned in other places on smart and intelligent infrastructure, we can go directly in the development, and that's called the principle of leapfrogging. And that's also what we want to target here, is how can we go directly to an intelligent infrastructure with low-cost local resources? How can we produce intelligent infrastructure locally? So it's not something that we need to import. And finally, to stress again on innovation, you're all familiar with the iPhone, right? So you know that 100% of the iPhone is not made in the U.S. Nothing of the iPhone is made in the U.S., 0%. But 85% of the profit goes back to Apple and goes back to the U.S. And that's the power of mind. That's the power of innovation, right? So when you innovate, the power of mind is more important than other things, because people will be asking for resources for manufacturing, for other things. But there is a much more powerful resource, which is the minds of innovation and the minds of young people. And that's, in a way, what we want to target. And again, going back to the example of the phone, everything is made somewhere else. The U.S. does not make any single component, from the battery to the electronics to the screen. But 85% of the money goes back to the innovator, to the person who created it. And that's the model that we want to implement in what we are doing in other places, right? It's with minimal resources, there's a lot that can be done. And I will end up with a small shout-out to AI. That's the future. It does not require a lot of resources. It just requires minds. And I think it can be done, and a lot of innovation can come out of Botswana and other countries in the region and the continent, anyway.